This week has been incredible on the Ocean 100 Morning Show. We have been celebrating International Women's Week, which culminates with International Women's Day tomorrow, which is fantastic. But we do a little something here called the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards. And today, we will bestow our final award of the week, and we are looking at the category of Women in Community.
Yes, and our Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Women in the Community Award winner, Candy Gallant.
Yay!
Woohoo! Candy from Southwest Lot 16, the founder of the PEI Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation Incorporated. She's the only licensed wildlife rehabber on PEI. Candy has dedicated the last 50 years to working with PEI Wildlife by providing haven and rehabilitation for injured and sick wildlife, raising awareness, fundraising, and building a network of volunteer rescuers and transporters from all over the island. For the better part of the year, her home is filled with all species of injured, abandoned, and neonatal animals and birds. Candy and the animals rely on volunteers and donations to allow this to happen. Candy definitely deserving of this recognition in Carrie Wynn's memory for her hard work and her dedication to our island community. Our Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Women in the Community Award winner, Candy Gallant.
Congratulations, Candy. Welcome to the show. Welcome. Oh, let me turn your mic on and do that again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much.
Awesome. Well, I heard you had a foggy drive in here today, so thank you for, you know, being safe, getting here.
No worries. That's why I was late.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good. That's good. How does it feel to be a recipient of the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Award?
I'm really honored. I knew Carrie not well, but I can't remember what animal she brought to me long, long, long time ago before I was a legal rehabber. And I loved her, and I listened to her often. She made me giggle. So it's triply humbled, and I've got my hair standing up on my arms.
Hey, it's a little cold in here, too, so it might be that.
maybe Carrie's with us.
Yes.
I like that. I think so, yes.
I think so, for sure. And it is really an honor for us to celebrate you in her honor, because you've had such an impact on the island. Protecting wildlife has always been your passion, we understand. How did you get started, Candy?
I actually grew up in a home where we were the family where if you found anything living, you brought it to my house, to my parents' house. So I kind of grew up with anything that was local that was injured. And my mom constantly told me, you can't have more animals. When you grow up, you can do what you want. And before her death, she said, you know, when I said you could have as many animals as you want after you grow up, she didn't believe I was going to do it.
You did. You did. And I want to say hi, too, because Mary Rose Carson is here. We're old buddies. And you have lots of volunteers and a great support system for what you do. So maybe let's shout them out really quick.
I couldn't shout out everyone. Mary Rose is going to be the recipient, if she isn't already, of having her name on my permit. So she'll be the second legal wildlife rehabber. And I have about 300 people across the island who've offered to transport animals or do what they can. And they're very generous, both with donations and with their time. If they can go, I've had people go at 4 o'clock in the morning to get an injured seagull. Huh. It's a good group. If I started naming off names, you'd need me here all day.
Well, I mean, you said 300. That's very impressive and a true testament to you, really, because these people wouldn't be helping out if you weren't the amazing person that you are. And I'm starting to see the messages come in now. The text messages. Hooray, my girl Candy. What a great choice. Aww. So, you know, you are definitely loved, and we are going to unpack more of your story coming up here on the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. May be harmful if swallowed.
Hey, it's Darcy, Jill, and Scott from the Ocean 100 Morning Show, and we would like to hear from you. CCR, Proud Mary, rolling on a river. Ocean 100, 754, good morning. No school today. That's why you're not seeing school buses. Your commute may be a little easier today. Long weekend for island students, which is fantastic. A shout out to any teachers doing interviews today. Parent-teacher interviews, that is, and any teachers attending the PD day. Okay, we have the celebration calendar coming up in a second, but we are having a grand old time with our I want to say interesting Islander, but our Carrie went, you're very interesting, don't get me wrong. Our Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Award winner today, who is Candy Gallant. And Candy rehabs animals, okay? And we've been having some great chats because this is very interesting. Not many people do this. So, like, what is the process? Like, say I found an injured bird, okay? What is the process there?
For me, I get a phone call saying I found a sick bird or a hurt bird. And I say, first, where are you? Where are you located? Right. Because with cell phones now, sometimes they're in Mexico.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't think that you'd get that. That's crazy.
I get lots of calls from the States.
Okay, interesting.
But they'll tell me that they found a bird. I try to find out what kind of bird it is and where they found it. A lot of them are window strike because they see through the windows and think they can fly. So I ask them if they are willing to put a blanket or a towel over the hurt animal and put it in a little box and leave it alone for several hours and then give me a call, and it'll either take it out, the box out, and then open it and the bird flies away, or it could be deceased if it was badly hurt, or it's just acting stupid the same as it was when they found it, and then I make arrangements to get it picked up or get it delivered to me.
Careful, my fiance will be looking to put me in a box when you're acting stupid.
Can we just say this, though, quickly, because this off air, you were telling us that you had an African gray parrot, of course, who could speak and spent lots of time with you and became so familiar that your parrot could actually basically carry through your typical conversation with somebody who was calling for help. So your parrot did that as you were talking to people. Is that right?
Yes, he really did. He, as soon as my phone would ring, he would ring. The exactly same ring, and I'm thankful that my other parrot that I still have still rings like my phone because I'm deaf and I don't hear it. But Brooks, my parrot, I would be saying hello and he'd be saying, hello, yes it is, yes I do, oh, well, and then he'd mumble while I talked, and people would be embarrassed and say, oh, I'm so sorry, you have company. And I'd say, no, I don't, I'm alone.
No,
but my parrot is talking, and some people actually came to my house because they had to see
the talking
this person that my invisible person.
But when you first told us that, what was the first thing you said, like, that he was known for saying? What was your line?
with him, he had a few.
But your direction to the caller, what were they to do?
What were put they
it,
to do?
Yeah. Put it in the box, right?
Put it in a box. And leave it alone.
Jill's the parrot now.
You guys, that's funny. It is very funny that the bird picked up on this. And that was the kind of instruction for all. Put it in a box.
Terrific.
Bring it here.
Amazing. All right, time for the celebration calendar.
Time for the Ocean 100 celebration calendar, presented by the Confederation Bridge.
All right, and it's Friday. That means it's draw day today. So someone, not just one person, two people are winning bridge passes today from the Confederation Bridge. Owen Jackson, happy 12th birthday from Mom Cannon and Ava. Belated birthday for Keegan Bernard, 21st, from Grandma. Stacey Lund, who works at the AFC, from Mom, Jim, Carrie, and Troy. Johnny Klo in Stratford, a milestone birthday, we're told, from Debbie and Ed. Bailey Carr in Blooming Point, celebrating today. Angela Gunn, happy birthday, that's from the Gunn family. And Chloe Dowling is celebrating a 17th today from your family.
Happy birthday to Ronnie Vive. Griff Griffin, celebrating 66 years today. Happy birthday, Griff. Dennis McCaughey, East Royalty, other side of 50, we're told. Cameron McDonald's birthday in O'Leary, turning 57. Neva Campbell in Tignish is 15. That's from Dad, Mom, Silas, Sarge, and Sox. And a very special happy birthday to Annette Johnson from Adele, Eve, Cal, Declan, Emily, and Bullet.
Happy birthday to Pam McDonald in Charlottetown, turning 73. Charlie in Long Creek, happy 7th birthday. Love, Mom. Matthew Painter in Charlottetown, from Jenna, Xavier, Maddox, Nana, and Grampy Painter, and all the family from Borden Carlton. Michelle McPhee in Borden as well, happy 49th birthday. Love, Caden and Alex. Margaret Douglas, turning 37. From her bestie, Abby. Ben McMillan, who turned 17 today. And I have to say a big old shout out to Gordon Waddell over in Stratford. Happy birthday to you, sir.
All right, let's give away a couple of bridge passes. Denise McDonald-Vale and Blair Donovan. Congratulations, winners. of a bridge pass from the Confederation Bridge. We'll have more with Candy Gallant, our latest winner of a Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Award, coming up next.
Weekdays at 7:50. Listen for the Ocean 100 Celebration Calendar, presented by the Confederation Bridge.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to sell
at Shoppers Drug Mart, a $20 or $30 value. Open your PC Optimum app, shop, and scan today. Conditions in app.
Ocean 100 News.
Rain, showers, and flurries for today. Windy, and that temperature falling off to 2. Right now, it is 7. Good morning. I'm Scott Chapman. This newscast brought to you by Hansen Solar Energy, now offering solutions for residential, commercial, and farm. Federal Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc says Ottawa is suspending a second wave of retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports coming to Canada after President Donald Trump did a flip-flop on levies against Canadian goods this week. The president's latest executive order on Thursday paused some of the new duties on Canada and reduced the potash levies to 10%. Trump's order linked the relief to maintaining the flow of automobile parts within the Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement and helping farmers who need potash for fertilizer. Island Regulatory and Appeals Commission has approved a decrease in the price of regular gasoline of 2 cents per liter. Price of furnace oil went down overnight by 6 cents per liter, while the price of diesel dropped by 5 cents per liter. Including taxes, pump prices for regular self-serve gasoline now range from $1.61 to $1.63 per liter. Diesel goes for $1.91 to $1.92 per liter. Maximum price for furnace oil, $1.30 per liter. Propane prices, they increased by between 1.7 and 4.8 cents per liter and now range from 99 cents per liter to $1.03 per liter. Green Party of PEI has announced that two candidates, Hannah Bell and Matthew McFarlane, have been approved for the party's leadership contest. Bell was elected as a Green MLA in 2017 and re-elected in 2019. During her time as an MLA, Bell served as critic for finance, climate action, and housing and chaired the Public Accounts Committee. McFarlane is currently serving as the MLA for District 19, Borden-Kincora, after having been elected in February 2024, serves as third-party whip and critic for health and wellness, justice and public safety, agriculture, workforce, advanced learning and population, and fisheries, tourism, sport and culture. A leadership convention will be held on June 7th. Music PEI Week rolling into the weekend with a big night ahead on Saturday, the 24th Music PEI Awards Gala. Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Confederation Center of the Arts. Dylan Menzie, Lawrence Maxwell, and Vishton Connections lead the pack with 6 nominations each. Ocean 100 Sports brought to you by Summerside Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. In the Quebec Maritimes Junior Hockey League, Charlottetown Islanders lost 4-3 in overtime to the Armada. In the Maritime Junior Hockey League, Summerside Western Capitals beat Truro in overtime 3-2. Highlights from the NHL, it was Edmonton beating Montreal 3-2 in overtime. Carolina edged Boston 3-2. Dallas got by Calgary 3-2 in overtime. And Winnipeg beat the Flyers 4-1. Professional Women's Hockey League, Toronto down Montreal 4-1. At the Brier, PEI's Tyler Smith rink lost 8-4 to Ontario on Thursday. Ocean 100 weather is coming up next.
Hey folks, Solar Jeff here. Forget spring, forget winter. March means one thing, home show season. That's right, folks, the season of home improvement dreams. And Hanson's.
And you can always find their name on local sports teams' jerseys. When you're doing business with Summerside Chrysler Dodge, you're doing good for your community. Come home to
Summerside Chrysler Dodge.
Ocean 100 weather, some rain and showers this morning, giving 5 to 10 millimeters. Flurries expected this afternoon as we see that temperature drop down to 2. A little cooler in Prince County where it should drop to 0. Windy with gusts to 70 this afternoon. For tonight, flurries giving a couple of centimeters. Windy and a low of minus 4. Saturday, flurries ending in the morning, then mainly cloudy. Windy still and a high of minus 2. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. Right now, 7 in Summerside, 7 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Thank you very much, Scott. A few birthdays to pass along here that we missed. Josh Anderson, happy 25th from mom, dad, and twin sisters. Marlene Jackson from the staff at Platinum Kitchens in Summerside, have a great day. And Lorna Clossy, hope it is a terrific day for you as well. Let's quickly tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. It's draw day today, so someone's getting the $100 gift card from Robin's, the coveted $100 gift card. She was the first and only woman to be Prime Minister of Canada. Who is it? Do you know, Scott?
Yeah, I do.
Me too. Okay.
Do you know, Jill?
I do.
Okay, who is it?
Kim Campbell, is it
yeah,
not?
Yeah, Kim Campbell Kim said, Campbell. I love how you...
Kim
Campbell. Is it not? Is it not?
Everyone knows I'm not always that great at trivia, and that's okay. But I was fairly certain that was correct today.
You were. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct. And anybody that had that, you're now officially in the draw. Let's make the draw. Someone's getting a $100 gift card from Robbins. That person is Alan Phelan. Congratulations. Check your messages. Details there on how you can claim your prize. We will have more with Candy Gallant, our latest winner of a Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Award. You should see the text messages coming in right now. Oh, boy. People love you, Candy.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinloch, where customer service is number one.
Blind Melon, No Rain, Ocean 100. It's 8:11. Good morning. Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. International Women's Week. International Women's Day is tomorrow. We've been celebrating by bestowing the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards all week long. And we are joined by our Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Women in the Community winner, Candy Gallant, today. Ha! Thank you very much for being here, Candy. Oh, man, I did the microphone thing again. There you go. You're welcome. Someone just sent me a text message and said, did she bring Herman? Who's Herman?
Herman's a 217-pound St. Bernard who has a cleft palate. He's four now, but I had him since he was 4 days old.
Amazing.
So oh, my gosh.
Guess I don't stop at wildlife.
No, apparently not. 217 pounds?
Yeah, he's a big... boy, I can literally ride him if I go
I was
to
gonna
walk,
say
if I go to walk over him and he stands up, my feet go off the ground for a few minutes until he goes, oh, sorry.
Wow.
So yeah, he's a big boy.
That's great.
Your house must be interesting.
It's a very weird eccentric.
It must be a fun spot though. It sounds like it'd be right up my alley.
Some people love my house and other people have come and just kind of
Well, I mean, what you do is incredible, and obviously you do it so well because there are so many messages coming in here today. Like, everybody's really proud and happy that you are a recipient of this award. So that right there is absolutely incredible.
I love it. And I'm just humbled. For anyone listening that doesn't know Candy, just when you referenced the dog, 270 pounds, you're a fairly tiny person. That dog is much, much bigger than you.
Yeah, who weighs well over twice my weight.
But you have a real command, of course, of wildlife. And I think it's neat because you're impacting people, community, animal community, and you're well-loved. How many animals do live with you?
If the number goes up and down. I think right now I have about 23, 24.
23 in the house just right now.
I have a lot of cages.
A lot of cages. And like, what, go through some of the animals that you would have. Like, I mean, like mostly birds, would you say? Or
at the moment, yes. Although I do have two flying squirrels. Those are my wild mammals.
Pardon? We have flying squirrels here?
We do. They're okay. Nocturnal, so nobody ever sees
okay,
them.
Okay, right, right.
Unless they've heard or the cat brings them in.
And, oh, right.
This year, for some reason, in a span of a week, I had calls of about eight of them. And several of them passed away, unfortunately. But I have two that are quite happily semi-hibernating in my living room in a cage.
Do you feel like if you let them out of the cage, they'd be flying around your living room?
Oh, I know they would be.
Okay.
That is... I told Darcy...
I want this life. I feel like I want this life.
Before I met you, I pictured you arriving with like... is it like Snow White? Like, what's the Disney cartoon? Like, where there's animals, like there's birds flying around and this sort of thing. I don't think I'm too far off.
No, probably not. Probably not. What's your ultimate vision and goal for the organization? What do you want to see happen over the next little while?
Well, you just said something that this is your life. You're welcome to get your permit. Try to get it.
Oh, she's recruiting
help
me.
Us. Help
she's
us.
She's recruiting me.
Open
I like that.
One. My dream is actually to make a miniature of Hope for Wildlife's facility.
Yes.
With state-of-the-art cages that are healthy for the bird and also safe for the bird not to be hurt or the animal to be hurt by outdoor wildlife. Mm-hmm. And, well, actually, my ultimate goal is to have any rescue because nobody's hurt birds
right.
and stuff. But, yeah, I'm hoping to get a building that's dedicated, a facility that's dedicated to the wildlife. And I'm actively recruiting, hence Mary Rose and anyone else who's crazy enough to want to do what I do. I'm really promoting getting people to do it. It's needed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'll be at around 2,400 animals that I got last year.
Wow.
And that's a lot of animals for one little old lady.
Wow. 2,400.
Mary Rose has helped me with probably 50 of them that you've kept and looked after for several days or weeks.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, my dream is just to have it so I can proudly bring people into a facility that's just wildlife. Right now they walk into my home and I say, don't look in that cage, he's scared. Love up a cat. Herman, get outside.
Wow.
It's a bit of a process, eh? Yeah.
So Herman's a pretty adaptable, Herman doesn't, he's just used to all of the birds and all of the stuff.
He is the gentlest dog in the universe. His best two friends are a rooster. He spends all summer in his fenced-in yard with the rooster, and they get along. They share food together. I've never seen them fight. And his not-so-best friend, although the bird thinks he's his best friend, is a raven named Alistair.
Okay.
Who daily comes for his breakfast, two or three times a day he comes. But every morning I let Herman out, and Alistair is there, and he picks at his drool. He picks at his dew claws. He picks on his hanging down lips. And you hear the dog barking, and I'm like, oh, Alistair's here. He must want more food. So they're best friends.
I do that to Scott sometimes.
Darcy, can I just ask one quick question? Because you said 2,400 animals. That is hard to wrap my head around. But you also said that on your way here, as you're driving, it's foggy. But you already took two calls this morning.
Yes.
For animals in need. So yep. on an average day, how many calls do you get?
In the winter, probably two or three calls a day.
Yep.
Some days it's 20. In the summer, it's about 20. I'm just doing my book workup from last summer, and I averaged 27 calls a day. Not all of them were animals that I was going to have to bring in. A lot of the time, I, in my little notes that I keep, I just write educated. I just went into my shed. I've got a raccoon and babies in my shed. I want them gone. Will you come and get them? And I say, no.
Right.
But this is how you can get them to move.
Oh, okay.
So that's my... A lot of my time is spent on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Mary Rose's time is spent on the phone. And it's just telling people, this is fine. What you're seeing is not dangerous. This eagle that's been sitting on the side of the road for half an hour to 4 hours just ate a big meal and he's too full to fly.
He's literally too heavy.
Yeah,
been there.
So you're just teaching people and teaching them that we've made beautiful spots for skunks and raccoons to make their homes under our sheds, in our garages, in our open sills, or eaves, starlings. If you have a hole in the eaves of your building, mm-hmm. you will have a nest of starlings. We get 700 starlings a year sometimes.
Wow.
The starlings are probably my number one guest.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them.
Considering there was only 100 released 100 years ago, yeah, there's a lot of starlings.
That's an interesting fact in itself.
Yes, they're not indigenous to Canada.
Interesting stuff. Yeah. Oh, this has been so enlightening. I'm having fun. All right, Candy Glant, she is our Women in Community, Carrie Wimacloud Women of Impact Award winner. We'll have more coming up with her next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. A healthy part of every breakfast routine.
Snow, ice, wind. When a winter storm hits people...
Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way. It's Ocean 100. Good morning. Happy Friday. It is 8:27. We are hanging out with Candy Glant, who is our latest recipient of a Carrie Wimacloud Women of Impact Award, Women in the Community. And I'm getting so many messages here, Candy, text messages from people. The Emergency Animal Response Team yes. says congratulations. There's people on here saying that they love you. There's people on here saying that you are just the most amazing human alive. Natalie actually said, ask Candy about her owl and owl box project. What's that all about?
Well, one of my favorite animals are owls.
Okay.
I melt. And I want to try to help them somehow. And I don't even know how it came out, but I decided I was going to look up barred owl nest boxes. And Natalie Edgar contacted me and she said, I'm involved with Montague High School. I'm pretty sure we can build some. And I said, okay, a lot of people offer things, but they find out it's expensive or they can't mm-hmm. do it. But through cooperation and through one of my 5,000 people that are on my page, I now have Home Hardware in Surrey, Montague. I'm not sure where the Eastern Home Hardware is, but the owner of that particular Home Hardware is giving us 25 sheets of plywood so we can build 50 nests, and Montague High School is going to build them all.
Look at how quick it happens, right? Like, that's a PEI thing right there.
It is, very much. And it melts me. It makes me feel so good when people jump on it and go, this is something I can do that I feel like I'm helping.
For sure.
So it's great.
And I think that is in our nature, that people do want to help. So I will ask this. What can Islanders do to help? Are there specific needs or specific things that people can do for you now?
I get called a lot asking what can we do to help. Most people want to come and volunteer to help clean cages and things, which my house is too little and too full to allow other people in. Plus, they're wild, so I can't have a lot of people in
gotcha.
With the wildlife. But I'm still trying to find a nice way to say the best thing you can do is donate money to the charity
mm-hmm.
because I buy deceased mice for my raptors. You're not going to just go to a store and buy dead mice.
No, nope, typically not.
I feed thawed raw dog food to a lot of other animals. And again, it's expensive. I'm lucky I have Ren's Pet Store and several other pet shops that give me anything that's dating. So I don't need that. But I do. I tell people Dravex, cleaning supplies, sanitation stuff, puppy pads. I in another 3 months, I will not be looking at my mountain of puppy pads. I'll be going, damn, I need to buy more. there are some things that they can get. Right now, I'm trying really hard to save money to fund, raise, and get money put into my charitable account because I want to build a building and build these cages
right.
and be a proper facility so I feel good about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right now, I apologize and say, well, they're in my house. You can't really come in and see them.
Yeah.
Having a proper facility adds a lot of credibility.
So this is your vision. And people can help support that vision
absolutely.
By contributing funds so that others can come and enjoy and
exactly.
see the animals.
Exactly. And I am hoping right at this moment I don't have a permit to keep animals in captivity. So if I get a one-eared owl, a one-legged owl, or a one-winged owl that I can't release, it either has to be put to sleep or I have to let it go even though I know it can't survive.
Oh dear.
So I'm hoping I can convince the government when I have a facility set up that I can keep some of these ambassadors.
Yeah.
So people can see the animals that are wild, but they don't have to be scared of people anymore. They can be adjusted and become ambassadors, teach people about them.
Well, let's rally the troops here right now. How can people find out more details? Like more, what's the best way to get a hold of you, find all the information that they need?
Well, I'm on Facebook and PEI Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation,
perfect.
Inc. It gives you all the information. Mary Rose is my right-hand person,
yeah.
and she's got it so that they can, if you want to donate, there's a place that it says go through e-transfers. E-transfers, all of the money goes into PEI Wildlife. If
great.
You do it on PayPal or Chimp or Charitable Canada or GoFundMe, any of those take a percentage. And it bothers me when I see that they gave me $500, but I only got $410. Mm. But there are ways. We give them all kinds of options on how to donate.
Okay. So find you on Facebook and then
yes.
get to the link to website and make a donation.
Yep.
And find out more details on how you can get involved in this wonderful world that Candy Glant has for us.
Yes, and it's obvious from all the texts that are coming through, as Darcy has said, how loved you are and how much impact you had. And I'm sure if the animals could do the same, they're out there spreading the word that Candy has impacted their lives so positively as well. So thank you so much.
No, thank you. I have done it for 50 years without having any money coming in, so... This is a new thing. It's been 5 years almost now that I've had this permit, and it still shocks me that I can put pictures of the animals I have mm-hmm. on screen, and I'm getting a little short documentary done, just a 4 days.
Amazing.
I'll have a film crew coming, which I think is hysterically funny in my little house.
I can't wait to watch it.
But they're doing the same thing. They're trying to promote, and I'm all for it, even though the idea of having my mug on camera kills me.
That do it.
But yeah.
All right.
I want to be another Hope for Wildlife.
Perfect. Well, let's see if we can help make that happen. Candy, you are amazing. Thank you very much for being here today. And if anybody can help, please try to help out. Thank you, Candy.
Thank you.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.